Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday, it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
That's right. You have basked in the glory of the game of the year long enough. The Bears have got to get ready for the New York Football Giants. And it's our job to prepare you for everything that's going to happen this week, Spiegs.
Dude, remember when the Giants dominated the Eagles 3 weeks ago? And people were like, oh, look at them. Well, that was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The defense has given up 105 points the last 3 weeks.
And poor Cam Scataboo.
Oh, dude, the loss of Scataboo on offense has been a big, big deal. Let's talk about that offense, because they're 18th in yards, 22nd in points, 19th in passing, but 12th in rushing. A lot of that was Scataboo before them. Look, there's still good stuff there because Jackson Dart is the story. NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month for October, nominated as Rookie of the Week again this week, has serious believers among Giants fans, among New York media, and more, because he's a very confident young man. We'll talk about the defense in a second, but let's hear Ben Johnson preview the Giants, and I'm sure that he mentions the young quarterback.
Listen, it's a good team coming on in here. I know what their record says, and I know I've been saying that for, it feels like, the past few weeks, but you talk about a really talented group who, since they made the quarterback change, you can tell he's really given them a spark. Their offense can score some points, and they have playmakers. And then defensively, this you could argue this is the best defensive front that we've seen so far this year. And so, huge challenge at hand. You know, we're going to have to be on our stuff here again this week, and I know the guys are going to be ready for this challenge, but really a halfway point of the season was this last week, and so we're excited about what November and December have to hold. This is really where teams start to separate themselves, so they know that, and we're looking forward to this challenge.
He talks about that defensive front, Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is still in the middle of that D-line. You got to double-team him just about every time. And they have pass rush ballers. Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns has 11 sacks, and your guy Abdul Carter. This should be a more fearsome defense than it is, but it's been bad.
It so far has been bad. They haven't done a great job in some of those games that have been tight, and you're seeing a lot of growth from Jackson Dart. I don't know if I buy it yet, but he was one of those players that I loved watching in college, and he definitely has some it factor to his game. He doesn't play scared. I love that. I don't know if he's doing like a kind of a version of fake it till you make it, but he seems like, hey man, I want all the smoke, and I'm willing to do what it takes. And that's what you get when you have yourself a lane quarterback. I think that it's interesting too, like watching the forecast. Did you see what the forecast is, Speaks, for
nope.
Sunday?
No, did not
for
here.
Ho, 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 ho,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
High of 42, 60% chance of snow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, the Giants have allowed the second most rushing yards in the league behind only, wait for it, the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Bengals are the worst run D in the league. The Giants are second worst, 150 yards a game. 5.5 rushing yards per attempt against the Giants is the most allowed. And this defense, since the fourth quarter collapse against the Broncos, they've given up 105 points over the last 9 quarters. The Niners average 6 yards per offensive play. Kayvon Thibodeau said, "That bleeps bad, man. That bleeps real bad." That's what he said about his own defense. And Brian Daboll was asked how he's going to correct the defensive issues of the last 3 weeks, giving up 30 points in each damn game.
Yeah, we're working. We're working at it, Jordan. We had, you know, long meeting like we do after every game. And looked at, you know, some of the things that were good, and then a lot of the things that need to improve. And that's collectively. That's all of us, from the coaches to the players. And we're doing everything we can do. Obviously, we've had morning meetings today. The players are meeting now with the coaches. And we'll continue to do that here throughout the night and tomorrow to make sure that, you know, we're doing the things we need to do to be successful. You know, there were some good things in the run game, and then there was, you know, some things that weren't. It wasn't one person, it wasn't one position, it wasn't one call, it wasn't one missed tackle. Just overall, we need to be better.
You keep saying that we need to do better. Like, in what ways? Like you're going to go into this week and try to teach and learn from it, right? Like, in what ways do you need to get better?
Yeah, there's a number of things, from technique to, you know, maybe change up the scheme a little bit, to open field tackling. Everything that's, you know, important on defense, you know, we got to do a better job of. That's collectively, that starts with me, and that's what we'll work on doing.
Okay, hey, I know that was kind of a perfunctory, all right, I'm going to say something because I got called on me throwing out coach speak. But it is something to keep in mind if you're the Bears that maybe they change a little bit of who they are because things have been bad so far.
Maybe so, but the Bears ought to be trying to run it down their effing throats on Sunday, especially now that you've alerted us all to the forecast. Look,
I really
just
believe
one thing.
There is an advantage to Bears weather, and it's an advantage for us.
I thought about Lovie Smith.
There's really no advantage. I just like bringing it up.
I thought about Lovie Smith, though, today, because Bears-Giants, I think of Jay Cutler is down right now after 9 sacks in the first half. Bears-Giants, I think about Sean Landetta whiffing on a punt in the 1985 playoffs. And I think about the fact that these two teams met in the first ever NFL championship game back in 1933. 6 times they met in the old NFL championship game. So, you know, charter franchises, family-owned businesses meeting on the big stage on Sunday with what? Joe Davis and Greg Olson and Pam Oliver as our broadcast team.
Which is nice. It's a big step up from other broadcasts of the game. It'll be enjoyable. And I'm hearing in a couple of weeks there's going to be a really enjoyable broadcast of a Bears game too. So that's good because they'll be back on CBS. And I was worried.
We were getting the holiday bringer, the hot dog eaters,
yes,
those jamokes again.
No, that's not happening. Everything's going to be fine. So that gets you ready for Bears v. Giants. And I guess I shocked some people with the weather forecast. Dress warm. if you're going. Now, let's take a look at what's going on in the North. Let's start with the Packers. They take on the Eagles. Had you told me that this was the matchup a week ago, and you knew because the schedule is the schedule, you would have said, hey, a matchup of the two best teams in the NFC, the Packers versus the Eagles. And then the Packers went out and laid an egg against Carolina, and there's a lot of questions on why the coach hates Halloween and why they're not finishing these games. The game against Carolina, they didn't finish. They didn't finish the game against Dallas earlier in the year. What's keeping them from doing this? This is what Romeo Doubs said about the Packers locker room and them trying to process the loss of one of their biggest weapons, Tucker Kraft.
I don't wish that on any man. And, you know, Tucker is in a better place.
He's fine. Tucker Kraft is... I want to make it very clear that Tucker Kraft is alive.
That reminds me of like when Eloy Jimenez had passed, or
and they put Marian his jersey Hosa. In there.
Yeah, Marian Hosa had passed. No, these guys didn't pass. They just got a hurt.
I don't
no.
wish that on any man. And you know, Tucker is in a better place.
He's alive. He just Where's has that? An ACL tear.
He's got a hospital, like with his leg in traction. He's home.
I mean, home probably is a better place, but. He's alive. That needs to be pointed out.
Sorry for your loss.
No, he's with us. But here is Matt LaFleur on how Luke Musgrave will try and fill the void left by Kraft.
Yeah, Luke's a guy that, you know, we got a ton of confidence in. And I think his career got started off on, you know, faced a little adversity, being in and out of the lineup with some injuries. But what he does bring is he definitely brings a vertical presence. And we're going to have to put him in situations where he can utilize his strengths.
Do you have to schematically change much with him in the offense? They're so different, Tucker and Luke, in terms of their strengths and what they do.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some tweaks in regards to just like it is with the difference with maybe in the receiver room. You ask some guys to run choice routes, and you have other guys to run the deeper developing routes, and so there'll be some tweaks in that regard.
Matt, did you get to talk to Tucker after the MRI? How's he? I mean, obviously, a season-ending injury really sucks, but how's he doing?
He's doing as good as you could ever be doing, considering the circumstances. So, Tuck's a guy that he's not going to flinch. And that's why we love him. I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But it's part of it. And it's got to be that next man up mentality. And, you know, unfortunate for him. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
Tucker is in a better place.
He is alive.
It's amazing that Matt LaFleur was able to speak to him. Ouija board? You think? I mean, what kind of medium was he using to
talk to him? Well, his last name is Kraft, the Kraft.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever it is, it's great. I feel bad for the family, frankly.
Don't, because he's alive.
Okay.
He's going to be okay.
Hey, but that's a hell of a Monday nighter. Come on now. Packers and Eagles? That's the two best teams in the NFC.
Packers,
right,
kind of need it. They need it, considering what happened last week and losing Tucker Kraft. The Lions are at Washington.
And this is supposed to be another matchup of two elite teams in the NFC, but it's, as you've been saying, you've been telling people that the Commanders are not good. And now without Jaden Daniels for a while after the dislocated elbow here.
And there's a lot of people talking about Quinn, because Quinn had to be like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have had him in the game.
He fell on the sword for that one, man. That was a heavy bit of honesty and culpability from Dan Campbell. I do applaud it, or from Dan Quinn, I should say. But remember, these Lions, they got beat up by Jaden Daniels and the Commanders last year in the playoffs, ended their season, so I'm sure they want it. Dan Campbell is going to try to put the loss that they just had to the Vikings in the rearview mirror.
We had a number of our guys that we really depend on that
we expect to play better. I expect to play better football, you know. And us as coaches, starting with me, I got to coach it better. I got to get them ready. I did feel like we were pretty prepped. I felt like we were good going in last week. I thought the practices were sharp. They were intense, but we didn't play well enough. And so really, it I know this sounds crazy, but it's sky's not falling. We just didn't play very good. We just didn't play very good. And so much of it is the fundamentals and the discipline, which has not been an issue, and it did. It showed up in that game, and they capitalized. They did a good job, and they took advantage of our mistakes, and they got a dub because of it.
Watching that game yesterday and watching what the Vikings threw at Jared Goff, and he wasn't as ready for it as you would expect. He got sacked 5 times. They were able to move the ball, but when they needed a big play, Minnesota's defense would come up with one, including a forced fumble on David Montgomery, who until that point in the game was having a rough time establishing himself as a runner, and it looked like he had a big run in front of him after fumbling the handoff. He regathers it, Spiegs, and then has it peanut punched out. The Vikings' defense was extraordinary in the second half of that game, and they made some short fields for J.J. McCarthy, and he capitalized on those short fields. He did a lot with his feet, opening windows to throw. The numbers don't look great for him in that game, and when I looked at him initially, I was like, ah, and he got sacked 5 times too. After I watched it, I felt like he played better than what his stats said.
That's really interesting because analyzing, critiquing, and estimating J.J. McCarthy is a pretty polarizing thing among NFL quarterback criticizers or critiquers these days. It's like, because we've overestimated that guy, we've underestimated that guy, and then it seems to kind of go back and forth a lot. So it's interesting that after you watched it, you thought he was a little better than the numbers. The Vikings are obviously pleased to have come out of there with a win and now get the Ravens at home at noon on Sunday. And Kevin O'Connell, we love hearing him talk offense. He talked about a Ravens defense that the Bears just saw with Roquan Smith back with Paul Allen of their broadcast team.
I don't know who the best player in the Ravens defense is at this time of the week. Roquan Smith, I've looked at that. Kyle Hamilton, just the Notre Dame safety. How does he play? Like Kyle Hamilton, what do you think about him?
Yeah, I think, they've kind of throughout the season, he really was playing a lot more of the safety position. Early on in the year, they make a trade for a third safety, Gilman, from the Chargers, who is a very good player. And that's really allowed Kyle Hamilton, almost Josh Metellus-like, to get down near the box a little bit more and be a major factor as a blitzer, major factor around the line of scrimmage. You know, they want to get him closer to the ball, Derwin James-like, that we saw a couple weeks ago, because he's that kind of impact. I think he's one of the best defensive players in the National Football League right now. When you really think about his impact at all levels of the defense, run and pass, affecting the quarterback as a pressure player, but then matching up with the likes of, Puka Nacua or Devontae Adams when they played the Rams, and you look at him against the Bears receivers, and we know those guys well.
Yeah.
You just see a guy that's got a total complete skill set, football IQ off the charts, and a physicality to how he plays as a big old long, strong player in the middle of the defense now that we've got to know where he is at all times. Roquan's obviously a very, very good player, and I think they've got some really good corners. They're very big and physical in the interior of their D-line. Challenge, for sure, and I think they're doing a really good job figuring out exactly who they want to be. They've been a lot better against the run the last 2-3 weeks, and they can always turn the ball over with the type of scheme they play if you're not really tight with your operation and how you're playing.
Trying to figure out what the Vikings are is a full-time job. It's a full-time job because you see the parts that they have and you go, okay, you know what Flores wants to do defensively, and occasionally he's able to pull it off in an extraordinary way, like he did on Sunday and like he did against the Bears. But I think that the quarterback limits them while he's developing. Even though you have an incredible wide receiving core that you can mess around with him. And now that Addison is back, it makes them even more dangerous. It's kind of like, how quickly can he get up to speed? Because the elements are there for the Vikings to be a playoff team.
Well, that defense has to be creative and effective the way they were against Jared Goff and the Lions in the game that you got a chance to watch. And Brian Flores had a really good game. It's interesting, man, because Kevin O'Connell has got to be looking at Sam Darnold, who threw four touchdown passes in the first half of his most recent game and is going to get a lot of MVP votes at this point. And thinking, what did we do? Was that the right thing? But, you know.
Should we have offered him like a bridge contract that wasn't too prohibitive and that would have allowed for another year of a healthy J.J. McCarthy learning how to play the position?
Right. And I don't know if Darnold would have taken it, you know, but like he's doing some pretty great things. I will say this Sunday slate has a couple of killers, man, that, you know. New England at Tampa Bay. What you got, Drake May? Let's see you on the road against Baker Mayfield and that team. And then in the late window to have the Rams at the Niners is a pretty fun one because both those teams are showing like either one could step up and win that division. I want to see which one does the rest of the way.
And even in the game with the Vikings and the Ravens, by the way, Lamar Jackson, AFC Player of the Week. And now the Ravens have to figure out a way to get back into this thing. And I believe they're the odds on favorite to win the AFC North, which is wild since they're 3-5.
Yeah. A lot of people just don't believe in that full on Steelers thing, you know, and just assuming that the Ravens are going to, you know, have this portion of their schedule where they play up to speed. I mean, you saw Lamar last week against the Dolphins. That was like, whew, that was a guy, you know, got a GM fired. Probably should have got a coach fired that night.
By the way, it's pretty clear to me that the Arizona Cardinals do not like their quarterback.
Dude, Jacoby Brissett getting another week while
it's breaking news, Speaks. I think it's Jacoby's job because Kyler is on IR now.
The way that Gannon talked about him sure sounded like, let's just give him another week to relax and recover, thanks. And now it's IR?
Yep, wow. He's gone for at least another four because they want to see what Jacoby Brissett can do for them. That's what I'd be thinking if I were Kyler Murray. And I'd also be thinking, man, I should have played baseball. No, but he got all the money, so it's it's fine.
But, you think Ruben's gonna find him on Call of Duty tonight? Then
I'm certain that he can find him pretty much every night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.